welcome to the Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I am your host, Ednar. This is my smiling face. As always, I'm joined by Coleman. Are you going to harass me now because we're live?
No, we're good.
We're good? All right. We are live for the first time ever on Twitch.
Whoa.
Woo! We do not have Dave this week, but as you can see, if you're watching our live stream, Dave is represented by a picture of Hondo, the greatest character in Star Wars history.
I think Bosk is. Oh, wait, because he's actually coming to the game.
F Bosk. That other shining voice and person you see there is my co-host, Coleman. How are you doing today, Coleman?
Woo! Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. You know, it's been a long week. I've been playing a lot of Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. Been playing a lot of Strike Force, honestly.
You.
Yes, Coleman looks like the Unabomber. I completely agree, Grande. but yeah, no, we've got a lot of stuff that's come out from CG this week about the game.
Yeah,
you know, we got
more than I thought.
We have all the interviews they did, all like the posts they did. We missed the raid reward, which we'll go over this time. The road ahead. All that fun stuff. So it's another week of info dump, which, you know, always makes for a good podcast. So
yep.
Let's start off by going over the one blog we missed last time because we were a day early, and that's the Sith Raid reward changes. So the big things about this is they're changing the rewards, and just for the Sith Raid, it's not the any of the old raids yet, but there will be looking at those. So, essentially, the mystery boxes at Tier 4 and above are uniform throughout. There's no, like, if you get 1st place and 30th place, you get the same reward box. Not the same gear, but you get the same reward box. But they got rid of... challenge gear, which is always the best thing in the world. Although, like, I think I took 5th place in our Sith raid, the one that we just did, and I got 4 pieces of gear, all of that I had over 400 of. So I'm like, wow. Well,
but congratulations on getting 5th place.
See, there you go. 5th place. Here's some gear that you do not need. But, you know, this is, you know, a great change. They didn't do anything for tiers 4 and below, though. They really didn't do anything, but not many people are running tier 4 and below.
You never know, man. You never know.
But they didn't... Alright, and this is a caveat. They didn't get rid of all challenge gear. Because the Carbontes are still in there. Because if they got rid of the Carbontes, then
the game
would
open
explode.
Flames.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
The next set of gear will enter circulation at first exclusively through Tier 7 Heroic. So when we do go to the next set of gear, which would be, what, Gear 13? Which I'm not looking forward to. It will be...
why not?
Because I only have, like, 12, 15 people at Gear 12. Not looking at, like, Gear 13. But that stuff will exclusively be through Tier 7 Heroic Mystery Boxes. So, but by the time that comes around, I'm assuming pretty much everyone's going to be on farm in the Heroic. Kind of like Heroic AAT.
I would hope so. Because right now it's not terrible.
No, it's not.
There's no way you can auto it.
Let's see here. What else did they put in this one? Oh, there's the flattening of gear drops. So all players within a guild will receive raid gear mystery boxes of the same quality. Like we said, these mystery boxes consist of a uniform chance of dropping a complete piece of gear, a separate uniform chance by dropping a complete gear prototype. And then a guaranteed amount of salvage of difficult.
So now does that mean that we're always going to get a full piece of gear now? What do you think?
I don't think it means we're going to permanently get a full piece of gear. But I think, like, what it means is everyone's going to have the same odds of getting a full piece of gear.
That's interesting.
So the tryhards that take 40th place and take a zero... we'll have the same shot at getting a full raid piece as somebody who took first. Which is about how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's how we roll. Okay. I mean, I see no problem in this at all.
No, not at all.
To compensate, this is where it's going to the biggest changes is probably going to be, is to compensate for all the flattening of the gear side of it, the curve of the guild currency and guild token rewards are bumping up.
Thank God. Okay, so, I thought they were decreasing. I was like, oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. So it's not... basically, what it boils down to is they gave everyone a good amount of raid gear. Like, whether you're first or 50th, you're going to get good raid gear. But the people who try hard and, like, try and get, first, second, third, get more currency and get more guild event tokens.
Okay.
Which is going to be where a lot of the new characters are going to be dropping. So the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So all that is going to be taken into account. So let's see. That's really it for the raid rewards. I mean...
hey, that's all we need to know.
Like, I think this is a bigger thing, not for the Sith raid.
But more for, like, the hat raid, because the rewards are horrible for that, no matter what place you get.
So, all right, imagine the Heroic AT if... And the Rancor now, if you got rid of all challenge gear.
Oh, screw that. Uh-uh. That means Carbontes are gone.
Well, outside of Carbontes. Because they said Carbontes will still be there.
Right.
So, I would take out all the other crap gear. People are actually going to gear up quicker by doing that than another way. So... It's one of those things where I think by doing this to the old raids, it helps gearing up quicker for smaller guilds and newer people and people who need to get some of those teams up that they haven't been working on for the Sith raid, like Night Sisters, so on and so forth. Because Night Sisters need a lot of what is it? It's Rancor only.
Yeah, droid collars. I don't have a lot of those pieces.
Droid collars.
I need a lot of those, like, speakers and boomboxes. I need a lot of those.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, overall, great change. If they wouldn't have changed the currency, then, all hell would have broken loose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, that is a great change. Let's see here. We also got the big update. And the big update is the road ahead. We got that. We knew this was coming, and we've gotten little bits here and there about some of the information coming out about this. So we'll just go over the road ahead real quick. They talked about quality of life changes. So every client update, you're going to start to see quality of life updates instead of doing it once every like 6-7 months, like they had been. Like you saw about the territory war requirements. The change to refreshing arena opponents, stuff like that came in content patches, not waiting on, you know, a big patch to drop for them to do this.
Okay.
So I like it. I mean, I will honestly say this, we talked about how great it was to have the person automatically on the far right-hand side in arena. Like, the lowest you can do.
That is super nice.
It's been nice, but kind of annoying, too. Because, like, not always will you want to hit the person farthest to the right. Because they have the same payout as you, or, like, you're rotating, and you can't hit them.
Well, yeah, but then you can find a place right next to them. Like, say you're 15th, 16th can be rotated in right there, in the middle.
Yeah, and then you have to hit refresh still. So...
at least we're trained in it.
Yeah, we're trained in hitting refresh a million times to get the number that we want. So, so we got that. Now, the big thing about the road ahead is a piece of crap character. Sorry, Bossk.
Okay, we're good now. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know what piece of crap.
No, wait, no, he's still
a piece of crap character.
He's still a piece of crap.
No, he's not. No.
Yeah. So, I'm still bitter about this.
Because it's not Hondo, and it's like one of the coolest characters in the game.
Yeah, I'm sort of bitter about this, but I've never gotten the appeal. Okay, so I'll just go over with what they said. In anticipation of the upcoming, of the upcoming Solo movie. We're revisiting the Bounty Hunter faction this month inside the game. Everyone knew it was coming, all that fun stuff. The Bounty Hunters are getting a new mechanic called Contracts, and the interplay between the different contracts and different makeup of the Bounty Hunter squads are going to be revitalized their gameplay inside the game. So alongside the rework of some of the existing characters, which we found out are the OG four. So you're looking at, what was it, 88, Dengar, Boba, and who was the other one?
Who else do we have in the game? I forget now.
Oh, God. Grande, save me.
Save him again, Grande.
Save me again, Grande. Let's see here. Who's the original four?
Dave was here, he could help, but he's not here.
Yeah, stupid Dave.
I blame Dave on this one. I don't know my bounty hunters in this game.
How do you not? It seems like something that you would be all about.
I kind of am, but, you know, I'm kind of sad Cad Bane's not in the mix.
Oh, Greedo.
There we go. The Greedo. Greedo.
So the two not getting a rework are going to be Zam and Cad Bane.
Sadly.
So, Bounty Hunters. Yay, they're changing them. Only changing four of them. But they're adding Bossk. That's the big thing.
We're getting Bossk, finally.
They are
which
adding
he will
Bossk.
Be a taunting tank. So.
I don't know. He could
you didn't
be.
Watch the video?
I've been away all weekend.
You have your phone. You can pick it up and just go, oh, let me just go watch this important video with Arnold and and Carrie and all them. This might be important.
No, I will say this. It was due to a family emergency. So I can't take the blame on this one. So
Star Wars is still more important, man.
Oh, fine.
Sorry.
All right, my bad on that one. I apologize, everyone, but he's going to be a taunting thing. Did they say in this whether they are, if he's going to be a legendary Marquee. Okay, so for all intents and purposes, we're not going to use him for a couple months. Unless you pay for it.
don't look at me.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it. You know it. We know it. The people in chat know it. You're paying for Bossk. Deal with it.
Yeah.
So, Bossk is coming. He'll be good. I think I'm more excited about what the contracts are.
I'm curious. Like, so my theory is, like, if Cad Bane were to get a contract, it would be for, like, maybe if you kill a Jedi, you gain these certain buffs and whatever else not. So you look at each individual character, like Dengar or that, and take their specialty of what they're most accustomed to killing, or what a lot of their bounties or contracts are for, and I think that's what their contracts are going to be like.
Yeah, it's like, so you want to like change up who you have in a group depending on who you face, type of thing.
Exactly. Like if you're facing rebels, you're going to use Boba Fett, and he'll grant you like off like crit damage up, speed up as soon as you kill a rebel.
Yeah, and that will be cool, and I think they can add that to Cad Bane and Zam, regardless of any rework that they might get.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of them will get, like, a legit rework, which I'm assuming is going to just make them more viable in the raid, in the Sith raid. Because, I mean, they need another team to be viable in the Sith raid to help people out, and Bounty Hunters have the bonus in the Sith raid already. So, it's a win-win.
It is.
Now, we don't know what they're going to do with them, but they are going to be doing them soon. I mean, it's going to be done by the end of April.
Probably within the next couple of weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
I
fully expect it to be this upcoming week.
I kind of expect it to be not this upcoming week, but the next week.
Yeah, so we shall see, because when you start going into the next, in 2 weeks, that's when you start running into the next thing they talked about. And that is, after the Bounty Hunters, they're going to be in full Solo mode. So they'll start by releasing you guessed it, another Han Solo. And they're going to release the second Chewbacca after the first one. Or first, no, the third Chewbacca. Still not the Chewbacca anyone wants.
Yeah. So five Han Solos walk into a bar.
And they lose an arena?
And that's all I got so far.
Okay. Well, we're going to get another Han. He'll be a bounty hunter. We'll probably get an OG Lando, like from the movie. He'll be a bounty hunter. You'll get...
No, I think Lando will still be a scoundrel.
All right. I mean, you're going to get Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson, bounty hunter.
I don't know. All these guys seem like scoundrels.
Woody Harrelson meta for the win. It's going to happen.
Maybe.
So, it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of new characters, though, coming out in the next month. That's the problem I think a lot of people are going to have, is you're probably going to get 5-6 people from the movie, plus you're going to get Boss, plus you're going to get the Bounty Hunter rework, plus they also confirmed in one of their interviews a Separatist rework, essentially confirming a Grievous rework.
Right.
And what they kind of hinted at was it was going to be a Separatist droid rework only. So you're looking Magma Guard, B2, Grievous situation. And yeah, that's that. Like, you're going to have a lot... Like, anyone who thought, like, this was going to be... You know, they weren't going to get destroyed this month, they're wrong. There's going to be a lot of panic farms. There's going to be a lot of upset people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a video game.
Hey, just get ready for the panic farm is all we can say.
Yeah, and who we panic farm, who knows?
I don't know. I probably won't care.
Yeah, I've made it my goal now. I have five of, outside of Tuskens, five of every faction at 5 stars, or at 7 stars.
You should get those Tuskens up, man. I heard they're going to be part of the Hero's Fall journey.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I heard Uru is a top dog there.
Uru is never going to be in a meta in the game. And if he is,
yes,
more power to you. I mean...
But what if that means Clink?
This is the infamous glass that makes all the noise. so, no, it's going to be one of those things where... I can see bounty hunters... destroying the raid. If and we've talked about this before, with the Bounty Hunter rework, I can see them making the bombs unavoidable.
Like, I don't know. That Holdo is pretty good, man. She's like the best character in the game.
Yeah, but imagine if every time a Bounty Hunter threw a bomb, it stuck automatically.
I would love that.
Like, and they
right now,
have
this Jawa thing is not working out for me.
Yeah, like, they get the bonus. What bonus did they even get in the raid?
I think it's like every time they make a kill, their crit damage goes up.
Okay, so they could crush some of these phases, just killing those adds.
Yeah.
Phase 3, I think they could dominate in then.
Phase 2, because there's 3 adds.
Phase 3 has 3 ads, too. I'm just looking up right now what the rewards are, or the
bonus
are. Yeah. Don't mind me, people.
Yep, we're just being idiots here, so just don't mind us.
All right, whatever.
Being stupid. You said screw it?
Screw it.
Oh, I'm in my game right now.
I'm out. So yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. All these new characters are going to make the Sith raid that much easier each step after that. And that's how it works with any raids. You want it to be crazy difficult when it starts off. Then you want it to progressively get easier and easier and easier.
Yep. Now, so here you go.
What?
It's called Capture or Kill. whenever an enemy unit is defeated, all bounty hunters gain 20% crit damage stacking until the end of the encounter.
Oh, dude, you could screw some people up with that.
Yeah.
God damn it. Our chat in Twitch right now is going off about Tuskens.
Hey! I'm all for the Tuskens. Let's go. As the new arena leader, I'm doing it right now.
All right. I'm holding you to that. I want a screenshot of you as rank one with Urura as your lead.
Let me see. How much more time do I have until I can start climbing? I've got about 30 minutes before I can start climbing.
Okay. But yeah, so we have that all coming. That's probably going to come in the next 2-3 weeks. Probably over the next 6 weeks, we'll get more solo characters. So one other thing they started to talk about a lot was the upcoming features. And the biggest thing they talked about was the social mechanics. I'm not going to get super into detail about it. But essentially what it is, they're turning the game into more... less relying on Discord. So you'll be able to set up, like, officer chats in-game. You'll be able to send messages to people. You'll be able to have different groups in the game. So basically, like, what Discord does now. But in-game. I mean, they're taking the need to have a separate app or a separate, app, essentially, to play the game at a high level and putting it in the game. I think it's one of those things that I knew was going to come eventually. I didn't know when they'd actually implement it, but sounds like they're implementing it pretty darn soon. And good on them.
More the merrier. Although I do love Discord. It's been fun.
Yeah, Discord... I mean, I know Rebel Force won't switch off Discord. I don't think any major guild will switch off Discord. This is for the guilds that don't use Discord or don't use Line. Please don't ever use Line. But it's for those
use
guilds.
Use Slack before Line.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where they're putting in the game for any future players, future guilds. They're not required to use Discord because some people don't like Discord. I know people who really just don't even check it. So, but they'll check it, the messages in game. So I like it. It's going to be coming around. So they had that. And then the last thing they talked about was ships. So they've been working on some time now to revitalize ship content. Example, introducing a PvE table and to make some significant changes to the way the ship combat works. The aim is to speed up that gameplay, make it a lot more dynamic, and get you more bang for your buck with ships.
Does that mean we'll be able to control the ships?
Because right now...
like Battlefront?
Ships suck.
Yeah, they do.
It's horrible. Like, we need more. You just need more ships. Said this time and time again. You need more ships because when you only have 20 ships in game and you have to put 9 now in your lineup, everyone has the same lineup.
Right.
And but it's just not working.
No, and it's boring as crap, and a PvE I would love to see because I'm more of the event type of player. But in all sense, it's just boring.
It really is.
The only reason people are interested in ships right now is because they had crystals, and it's your main Zeta, how you acquire Zetas.
Yeah, but the thing is crystals isn't even a big deal because, I mean, being top 20, I mean, once you're up there, you can stay there. But to get up there is impossible now. Like, because it's not one of those things where, like, where you can get, like, just out-muscle them. Like, you can't have, like, everyone has the same team, or essentially the same team. Seven ships, basically, and the floater, 8 ship. And you're battling, it's all a random, okay, did my attack on the TIE fighter pilot hit him? Or did it increase turn meter? That will win you the game. Like, there's no way to fully move up. And once you're up there, you're going to stay up there. But if you're at, like, the 100 level, you are not going to be able to get up to the top 20 without serious crystal usage. And it's counterproductive to do that.
It is. Yeah, I found myself doing that many a times right now. I used to get knocked back from, like, 1 to 5. Now I'm getting knocked back from 1 to 30. And it's like, well, let me waste crystals to get up there fast before someone snipes me out.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of counterproductive, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the majority of people, all they do now is sim their one battle in chips for their daily, do their one daily challenge, and then that's it. That's all they do with chips. They could care less about chips. Because at this point, you have enough... If at this point you do not have all your ships at level 85, then you're sitting on probably 45 million credits.
Right.
So, I mean, they gave us a way to use it with mods, but who knows how long that's going to stick around.
And I'm broke on both credits because of this mod store, too. So, I'm pretty sure everyone is broke.
I am getting very finicky with the mods I buy.
Mm-hmm. Now and then. Like, the speed's got to be in a certain spot, and then it's got to be the right number. It's like, nope, otherwise, nope.
Nope, it's got to have at least 5 speed. If it's not purple or gold and have 5 speed, I will not get it. Plain and simple.
Nope, and that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. And then also
never buy
now,
green.
Yeah, and I'm also in the camp of now, like, if it's a tenacity mod, I won't buy it, because... There's no use for a tenacity mod.
I'll buy a tenacity mod because it's a set of 2 instead of, to go with your set of 4 speed. So,
but that brings me to another thing about mods. So, they said next time in one of their interviews, they said that next time they do mod management is a ways off. To the dismay of everyone, because that's one of the biggest things. But it most likely means when they do the mod management rework, that will bring along 6-dot mods.
Oh god. No.
They've already said they want to do 6-dot mods. They've already said they want to. So it's coming whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I just am not going to be a fan of it.
I'm not going to be a fan of it either. Like, I have a lot of nice mods, and it's going to be hard saying goodbye.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it if they want to use these mods to normalize, basically take speed out of the game. Because that's the biggest problem in this game right now is speed. No matter what anyone says about turn meter removal, turn meter reduction, it all depends on speed. Who has the faster of what specific character is all that matters
in
this game.
Who has the fastest Thrawn?
Yeah. Be like, oh, who's got a faster Vader so they can force choke and then Culling Blade and get more turn meter given to their guys to boost their turn meter. It's just like, no, stop it. So
there's always something attributed to speed. Who's BB-8 goes first with secret intel?
Mm-hmm. And like Grande's pointing out, like, I'm ready for 6-dot mods if the 6-dot mods means they're kind of doing away with speed mods.
Yeah.
Or severely nerfing it. Because right now, speed does not matter what you have on a mod. If there's no speed, it's useless.
Right.
And that's what they need to get rid of. So if 6-dot mods bring that, total game for it. Because everyone's going to be on the same footing as far as mods at that point. Because everyone will be farming 6-dot mods, and if they take speed out of it, actually, it's probably going to give people who hadn't been farming mods forever a better
and
leg
spending
up.
A buttload of money on mods?
Yeah, it's going to give them a leg up because it's taking speed out of the equation. And this would allow people, more newer people, to climb up using actual good mods, not, hey, I have 20 speed.
So, let's see. Open up Grievous real fast. Look at stats. So, you could essentially, instead of speed, you know, make a Hellsteel mod or an armor penetration.
Yeah.
Even accuracy. We already have an accuracy primary arrow. You could make an accuracy set, and I'm pretty sure people will be like, yeah, that actually sounds pretty good for all these dodgy teams.
Yeah, I mean, oh.
Physical critical avoidance. You can make a crit immunity set.
Yeah.
It's simple. Just get rid of the speed.
You can
place it with something else.
You can add in so many little other things. Like, God. I know tenacity up is a thing. But there's other things you can do with that. Like, something. But yeah, like a Hellsteel one would be good.
The Hellsteel one would be really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Defense is armor, and then deflection chance.
Yeah, that could be good. Grande's in chat right now. Offense will be the next speed in the new mods. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. I think offense will be a crazy good stat. But if they decide to go that route, they could. They could, in all honesty, focus on other things other than offense and even it out that way, in theory. But offense could get out of control, especially with all the characters. Because right now, offense isn't truly a problem in the game because of speed. But if offense gets boosted even more, there's so many characters that, like, hey, I have offense stacking. Well, I'm going to stack it on top of the offense that I have on my mods now because speed's less useful. Then it could start to become troublesome.
Is he referring to more like the Qui-Gon Jinn Zeta, where offense is speed?
I don't know. He's yelling at me in caps, saying, offense will be the next speed in the new mods. And I feel offended. A little bit, slightly.
You should go to your safe space.
Yeah. My safe space is Hondo.
Oh. Just go to Hondo then. Go cry in his arms, his piratey arms.
His piratey arms. So, that is all going to be going on. Now, one thing that did happen is they did another Q&A, and we want to go through this a little. We're not going to go through line by line because that would bore the living hell out of everyone. And yes. I don't want to deal with Grande and Coleman and MLP Porg in the Twitch chat that long.
Oh, well, hi, MLP. How are you?
I might go insane if that's the case. So,
yeah, you should. You will go insane, actually, because I will make a lot of fun of you.
Let's see. So, the solo content, the Han Solo content, not our actual solo content. That's what they said they confirmed is coming out in the next few weeks. The character release cadence they touched on. One thing that I liked is they said, why can't players change their time zone settings? Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah. As we hear the siren in the background.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll keep talking while you're getting rested. All right. So, why can't players change their time zone settings? So they talked about this a bit with Game Changers, but the short of it is finding a balance. We would like to allow people
I don't see a siren anywhere. Where is there a siren? I don't see it at all. I seriously don't see it. So, right. I don't necessarily know.
All right.
Okay. There we go.
Let's see here. Why can't players change their time zone settings? So, they talked about this in the Game Changer, whatever, but the sort of it is finding a balance between allowing people flexibility and safeguarding against people colluding and potential exploits. They would like to allow people to infrequently change their time zone due to moves or extraordinary circumstances, but they haven't prioritized that yet. Like, I know people who have moved. Like, you moved from Virginia to Hawaii. Like, I know people who moved from California, and he now lives in some country in Europe.
Oh, Slovakia?
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Like, I feel like he should be able to change it. And, yeah, like, and he's just not allowed to. So, it's like, he's like, his payout's now at 4 a.m. his time. And...
Oh, God.
And he's basically given up on it.
I would have given up on it, too. I like my sleep. I really do.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see here. What else? I'm just going through this real quick. Were there anything that stuck out to you?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
All right, so they asked a very simple question. Where is Padme?
Oh, I was going to do that one, bitch.
Shut it. So, it says, we can't speak to when she'll be arriving. So she's coming. We just don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's cool. I don't know what she would do, but, you know. Let's see here. Clone helmets. I know McMull will enjoy this. Can we get an update on clone helmets? So, Captain Rex, I've seen your request in here for a while, so the answer is, when we do a rework to the clones, which is kind of big because it confirms they're going to do a rework on the clones, they will likely put the helmets on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say they don't have a current timeline for it and so on and so forth, but they said they want to do a rework on the clones.
Hmm. Yeah, I want to see the helmets remove. Like, even if it's just like Gar Saxon, where his helmet's in the character select screen, it's just his face and his helmet's on the side, that's fine. But when it's all time to come to battle, the helmets go on.
Mm-hmm. That tech might be a bit much.
I don't know, they can already do it once. They can do it again. It's just clone faces. They all have the same freaking face.
Let's see here. What should I see here?
You going on next question, or you think it's something?
No, you go on to the next one. Another one that you saw.
All right, this next one says, I was wondering if it was possible and if you guys ever would add a feature where you could watch your battles with other players so you could see where you were having trouble in things like arena and territory wars. They said, we had battle replays, and consequently being able to watch other allies battle in the scope for territory wars, but unfortunately, they had to come out of our update in order for us to get it done in time. There is significant tech work required for synchronizing gameplay events, which we just don't have at the moment, but would really love to do in the future.
I mean, it seems like it would be a nightmare to code in.
It does. But it sounds like it's something they want to do.
Yes. It is something they want to do. But I'm sure there's a lot of stuff they actually want to do. But...
You know. We'll see.
Like, there's a lot of stuff they probably want to do that they just can't do it.
Yeah.
They just can't. Like, there's a lot of things probably that they're like, oh, this would... Oh, no, we don't have the tech to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of questions in here about switching arena payout times, switching all that stuff, and yeah, it's basically the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it set up for you right now. I'm sorry,
but they'll work on it.
Now there were some. Now they did do some videos with like Arnold and some of the others. Did you watch any of those?
I did watch Arnold's, considering his name was popping up everywhere.
Yeah, he did the one where they mentioned like Top Hat was on it, and they announced that.
Yeah, I think that whole survey
was
to figure out who to put on the cover of that devlog thing.
Like,
so Arnold won the popularity contest, so it's like, here you go.
They did mention stuff like, and I'm not even going to go over who's video, because this... All right, so this one is DB Official 125. They did say they have no new rebels planned, like TV show Rebels. But
oh, thank God.
They're talking about giving Fulcrum Ahsoka some Phoenix synergy, which they need to do. To make her viable, if you give her Phoenix synergy, oh, that'd be huge.
I would actually finish starring her if they gave her Phoenix synergy.
Let's see, what are some of the other things? They were forced by a partner group to remove the 21-day crystal pack. The crystal booster. So that is...
That makes sense. Yeah. That does make sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, one thing that kind of annoys me, because they... Now, I don't remember exactly when, but do you remember them saying that you can freely spend your ally points because they're not going to put anything else into the game where they would be needed?
Mm-hmm. I remember them saying that.
Okay. So they kind of went back on that. So rather than introduce the ability to open multiple Bronzium packs at once, they're more likely now to introduce new packs with better drops that cost more ally points. So it might be a good idea to save your ally points.
As I sit here with a crap ton. Okay. Way more than I should have.
Yeah.
A good thing I saved
them. Like, I've gone through all of them. I'm sitting on 200.
Oh. Okay.
But, I mean, it annoys me that they would... That they would be like, okay, here's like, here's what we're doing with ally points. We're not going to do anything.
Changed her mind.
We're not going to do anything. Go spend them. You don't have to worry about us adding anything. And now they're talking about actually adding something that...
Well, I think, but a lot of it's probably got to do with community feedback too, in that they're trying to listen to the community. Like, and if a lot of people asked for, hey, can we do something with our ally points? They're going to go like, let's stick in this a little bit. Let's see what we can do. After we already said that. So the community keeps asking for it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of little tidbits that came out this past week in different interviews, different QA forums, all that fun jazz. So, I mean, it's one of those things where we're not going to go over all of it. We're just not. So go out, watch your local YouTube videos, listen to your other podcasts too. They're probably going to talk about something we don't talk about that somebody went over. You know, go watch Reality Skewed Gamers with Grande. You know, all that stuff. You'll find out more. We're not going to dive too deep into it. One thing, though, I did want to talk to you about, Coleman, is, let's see, I gotta bring it up. We have ignored questions, show questions, for a while, and I kind of want to go over a couple of them.
Okay, so let me go ahead and pull these up real fast.
Yep.
Give me a second, and, all right, I'm inside there.
All right, so, first... Can we talk about the interaction between Death Troopers, Terminate, targets defeated by Terminate, can't be revived, and Darth Cyan's Hatred unique buff? What takes priority?
Deathmark does.
Deathmark does?
Yep.
Okay.
The only... Yeah, if you... It's just like Nihilus. If you annihilate him, if you execute him with Boba Fett, or you Deathmark him to death with Death Trooper... He's dead. He stays dead. The only one that doesn't stay dead is Zombie.
Okay. Another one we got. This one's from Agathon. So everyone does top 15 characters.
Yeah.
But how would you order factions or teams to farm? Example, Troopers over Night Sisters. Would you want... Where would Bounty Hunters go? Probably different answers if you're starting versus Elder. So, I'm asking you, because not many people are brand new, and not many people are elders. Let's talk about, give me your top five factions to farm for right now. Like,
am I a new
Arena, Sith Raid, top five factions go.
So am I a new player coming into all this?
Yes. You're not like I'm level one, but they're level 85, trying to figure out who to work best on. Because that's the problem that a lot of people are having, is people have decent teams, but they have been carried for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Heroic AT has been on farm for the majority of guilds for a long time.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about, like, okay, I have to get my 3% this time. I have to get my 2% on this time. Like, so if you're somebody coming in and you're not the upper echelon, like, top 10 in your guild, top 15 in your guild, what are your top 5 factions to farm?
Night Sisters probably go first, because it's got so much versatility. It helps you complete so much in the game. Really good damage in Sith Ray, especially in Phase 4. Just really good damage all around. Probably Troopers after that, because they still have viability in the Sith Raid right now with Deathmark and Magma Troopers Infinite Loop,
mm-hmm.
it seems like. Probably after that comes... Honestly, it might be weird to say, but First Order, because Crew seems to be popping up in a lot of places with Executioner and everything else. They're getting some decent numbers, and they're kind of a pain in the butt to deal with in Territory Wars. So, I think after, maybe for, what was that, 3? 4's mm-hmm. got to be farming up for probably JTR in Legendary and her heroic event, just to get JTR and her team going. Because that's another big damage team in the Sith Raid, and that's what it's all about right now. Arena, JTR is still really good in Arena, counters Pal. She has no issues taking it down. Finally, I mean, 5 is hard. It's kind of up in the air between a few, but... Oh, God. I would almost say Phoenix, because that gives you access to a good little bit of damage in the Sith Heroic Raid. It lets you unlock Thrawn. It's really good, even if you're level 85, been playing around in the Arena for a little bit. They still have some viability there in the lower ranks. Yeah, I think those would be my 5.
I would honestly, all right, so, I mean, obviously mine are going to be very similar. Mine are slightly different. Number 1, Night Sisters. Number 2, Troopers. I'm just going to say that. That's kind of like the 1-2 that you need to have. 3 for me is actually Phoenix. Because
I can see why.
Phoenix, Stage 2 is good. It does unlock Thrawn. There are also Rebels. Mm-hmm. You know,
Chopper for JTR team.
Yeah, so like, there's a lot of flexibility there with them. 4. I'd say First Order.
I was gonna guess droids.
Not droids. I'm not allowed to talk about droids. You guys have
what
banned
about Separatist?
Me. You guys have banned me from talking about droids, at least when it comes to Territory Wars. So, yeah, 4, I'm going to go, First Order. Just because Crew, it's pretty good overall around the game. 5, I'm going to go Bounty Hunters, and I don't know what they're going to change to, but they're going to change to something good. And
my list will probably change with probably seeing what they do with Bounty Hunters, but I was afraid to put them on my list because I don't know what they're doing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they're going to work out.
Yeah. I can imagine... So, when they said that they're only reworking 4 of the Bounty Hunters, not all 6 that are out there, I'm thinking that Zam is going to actually be pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to change her because the changes being made to the other Bounty Hunters make her better, like her abilities that much better. And they don't want to change her because she's going to be powerful enough with the changes to the other Bounty Hunters, that they don't need to. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Zam already makes up the Bounty Hunter team. She has to be on there for territory battles and just inside that Bounty Hunter unit to make them go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know I don't know. I'm.
I just even don't... if you. Cad Bane is like the interchangeable one on that team, with Greedo.
Yes.
I don't say like I say keep IG-88 off that team because he's more functionality as a droid, not as much bounty hunter. But that could change.
Yeah, it could. And people are chiming in. So, Empire. Empire is... Like, I love Empire for everything except for the raid. I do not like Empire for the raid.
Imperial troopers, though.
I consider them more troopers than Empire. Like, when you say Empire, you're including Palpatine, Vader.
Yeah.
You know what that... And, like, Palpatine and Vader are great outside the raid. In the raid, they are not good.
Yeah.
They're just not.
Because, well, Empire functions on a lot of debuffs. And whether you're in Tier 6 or Heroic, debuffs just don't stick. The only thing you can really get to stick are those thermal detonators.
Yep. So.
But other than that, the Empire functions off those debuffs. And if you can't afflict them, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do.
No, they're not. So,
you know,
it's one of those things. Well, and this kind of goes with the other thing. If you had a, I don't know, that's a, too broad of a question. I was going to say, who would
no,
your
no,
first,
no, no.
All right. If you were to Zeta, if let's say you came into this and you have zero Zetas on someone. Zero.
Yes. Okay.
Who would your first one be?
Oh.
It's a very broad question because you don't know a roster, but if you were to start from scratch,
who would your first one be? So I have an alt account, and starting from scratch, I built up Night Sisters because they're incredibly easy to farm. They're in a lot of stores, Asajj, Daka, both in a store. We've heard that... If you're paying attention to the community, you heard Zombie and Talzin are coming out to be farmable. Very easy to get now, too. Talia, she's, what, our Cantina node?
Yeah.
So, she's super easy. So, there's your five right there. So, I would probably say to Asajj Ventress first. Her leader.
That, I mean, that's really a good call. Like, I didn't think of that with Zombie and Talzin coming out free to play. Like, because that team, for it to work, you only truly need Ventress lead. Yeah, you just need Ventress lead, and then you're golden.
Yeah, because you can inflict play, you can reduce the turn meter, their speed's going up, their offense is going up, and the turn meter's flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is an essential team right now in where we're at in this game. Super easy to farm, super easy to gear. And just really simple.
So I'm torn between that. Like, because I originally... Alright, so my original answer to that is R2's Number Crunch. It's the most broad, high-end Zeta out there.
Yes.
I mean...
But are you going to have your Empire built up in time to get R2?
You could, by the time you get the mats to build a Zeta, you probably could have enough Empire.
At least 5-star.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, any character that gives your droids, Galactic Republic, Rebels, or Resistance allies protection, offense, health, potency, like, any of that just from a Zeta, that's the best, like, probably total bang for your buck Zeta for the entire roster. Now, the Asajj one, though, oh, that's a good one
it's
to
good.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know it's good in, like, almost every function of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Asajj.
Yeah.
So
with so much they're now getting introduced to free-to-play, and they have always been free-to-play, except for Talzin, Zombie, and Spirit.
And Wicket.
You know, there's... We don't care about Ewoks here. All right. We don't care about them.
Dave's not here to defend them.
Yep. Kill all Ewoks.
One thing Grande actually pointed out that we didn't say when we listed our top five, Resistance.
Tuskens?
We didn't talk about Resistance. Resistance, overall, is a good faction to farm.
JTR and her team.
But JTR is full of Resistance.
Yeah, but you can't get BB-8 without First Order.
Yeah, but then you can also get... You need R2, you need Scavenger Ray, you need Resistance Trooper. I mean, you could go OG Resistance and go Finn.
Yeah, Zeta Finn.
Yeah, like something like that. It's just... But yeah, no, I like your Asajj. Asajj, and another one I thought of is Han Solo.
Raid Han first.
Raid Han, yeah.
Yeah, Han shoots first, Zeta. It's just, I don't have that Zeta.
It's so goddamn handy.
I don't have it.
Why? Are you
because
a heathen?
I don't want... Yes!
What, like, that is one of the, like, the biggest no-brainer Zetas in the game.
So, right there.
Oh, Lord.
Gear 11, no Zeta.
You make me sick. Like, how do you not... Alright. Done with you. Yeah. The other thing that
whatever.
The other thing that came out today that McMull did is, did you see his clone video?
I have not had a chance to watch that yet.
I mean, in theory, clones could pump out a lot of damage.
Yes. In theory.
But they still die super quick.
There's just not enough. I just don't think there's enough survivability on that team.
I don't think there is either, and I think they really need. That's what they. I mean, they need a rework. If Separatists weren't confirmed to be getting a rework, clones will. And I think when clones get a rework, that's when we get Django.
I definitely think when. Because Separatists, obviously, that's. You know they're going to do a rework for Separatists.
Yep.
And that's when the General Grievous is going to happen. But also, I think right around the time Separatists happen, that's got to be when the clones happen.
Yeah, they could do that. But they have to wait for some time after the Solo movie.
Yeah. And I think summer's going to be very interesting about where they take this, the next reworks. Because that should be about the time frame where May the 4th is done and all this stuff. That's where we got Thrawn and all this other, and all the other Empire that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because CLS and R, because R2 came out, and then CLS came out in the, R2 came out May 4th. When that was over, the next big legendary was Thrawn, and that was in the middle of summer. And then we got Stark and Imperial Troopers with Dark Side Territory Battle shortly after, or not shortly after, but a few months after. Yeah, it's kind of weird. They did that very oddly.
Now, all right, off the rails topics here.
Good.
Yay. Separatist rework. Every time we get a rework, we get a new character.
Mm-hmm.
Separatists come. What new character do we get?
Droidica. Destroyer droid.
Okay, don't think about it for too long.
I didn't.
Because, yeah. Let's see here. I mean, they have battle droids. You could go. You know what would actually would be super fun is, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of the droid, but the one that it's like on a wheel, and then they have the protective barrier around it.
Yeah, the destroyer droid.
That is what they're called. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Droidica. I didn't know that. All right. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, they have a special where they put up that shield and they're immune to damage for like one turn or something, like the mace ship.
Yeah. Oh, see, that could work. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm just.
And the only way to damage them is if you already had thermal detonators on them.
Yeah, because all the big Separatists they have in the game already. Like, the name characters. So, some of the things...
So, Separatists... So, we have...
Alright, so some of the things that are getting said in Twitch chat. So we have Droidica from Grande. Let's see. Geonosian Commander, the Assassin Droid. Mm-hmm. So Droidica seems to be the consensus.
Yeah, they would have to. Like, that droid is too cool and too much and too, like, too powerful not to be in the game at some point.
Yeah. But, I mean, that could also just come with a droid rework.
Yeah. It could.
So.
So Count Dooku, Asajj. Trying to think, who else could they be missing?
Like, I can't think of, like, any named characters that they would be missing from the Separatists. That people would
know. Could they add a Separatist tag to Savage? Because wasn't he the apprentice of Dooku for a minute?
He was. But he was there under the orders of Asajj. So, like,
yeah.
he was not really
okay.
A Separatist. I see your point. He was more like...
I see your point. Maybe we could get those beast animals that the Geonosians had in the Colosseum that fought Padme.
See, that works. I don't know the names of them, though.
I don't know. I don't know either. If someone posts them in Twitch chat, I swear.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yet.
Yes.
You know someone's Googling it.
Yeah, probably. We have a vote for Green Guy with the Goggles.
Green Guy with the Goggles.
I have zero ideas. Oh, Poe Nudo by Grande. They're listening. Poe Nudo, Quinlan Vos. So, yeah, I mean, there are others, but Poe Nudo is somebody, a lot of people who watch Star Wars, like, religiously know who he is, but he's not a big enough name.
We could get the droid commander. You know that one that pops out of the heroic tank and starts shooting at you in phase 4?
Oh, it was Wet Tambor. This is the Green Goggle Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are all characters that, like, we know, but they're not going to put them into the game. Because they're too obscure. They just are. But we're kind of going off topic here.
Oh, don't we always? You saw a Hondo line, didn't you?
No, Hondo's not coming into the game.
Your face, like, lit up with excitement.
We all know Hondo's not coming into the game.
I want to say it's probably due to us, honestly.
It's like hashtag forever no Hondo. I've come to terms with it. See, Grande points something out. This is something I would love to have as a faction. The Intergalactic Banking Clan. We could make it work.
Let's all just go to the forums and start spamming the devs with Intergalactic Banking Clan faction tag.
Why not? We would just need a few more characters.
Yeah. I mean the Tusken, they're Tuskens.
Yeah, we have Tuskens. Make the Banking Clan, because... let's see. You would get...
All the characters would look exactly the same.
Looking up his name. Rush Clovis from Clone
Clovis.
Wars.
Yep.
See? Grande does have some good ideas. You were wrong, Coleman.
That is yet to be proven.
These Separatist reworks are all fine and dandy. It just brings to mind that, like, there's so many reworks that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so little time. It's like, all right, so we get, like, we're, like, for instance, we're talking about the Separatist rework. We still haven't gotten the Bounty Hunter rework that's coming in, like, 2 weeks. We've already moved on to the next one. Like, ooh, we got this. What's next?
If it wasn't for the Han Solo movie, I would have said Separatists are next, because it'll be about the time for Night Sisters to leave Arena. And what better way for Night Sisters to leave Arena than to have the Separatists and droid army show up at their doorstep and slaughter them?
I mean, it's possible.
It follows the Clone Wars TV series.
Separatists, yes. They still haven't done a Jedi rework.
Who cares about Jedi?
Jedi needs a rework worse than anyone. Anyone in the game. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Jedi are supposed to be, like, really powerful, and they suck.
They're just horrible.
They freaking suck.
So, yeah. Jedi need a rework. All that fun jazz. So, I guess that will actually do it.
Will it? Are we sure Grunt doesn't have any more smart-ass comments?
Grunt always has smart-ass comments. He wants to come on the stream right now. We'll get you on, Grande. Don't you worry.
Maybe next time.
But...
Maybe next time.
Yeah, no, I think that's about it. I mean, we're going to get some more info dropped this week. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... It's going to be a big show probably next week. Because by next Sunday, we'll at least have the information, I bet, of what the rework is going to be.
Maybe we'll hold off on having Grande on the show until Bounty Hunters get actually announced and we can see their kits.
Yeah, we can do that. And this time we won't go on like a 3-hour episode about The Last Jedi. Like last time we had Grande on.
Hey, that was fun.
That was a fun episode. I will say that. But yeah, no, I think that will do it for us. You got any shout-outs you want to give, Coleman?
Shout-out to Mythics. It's been hard the past couple days, and I know life's catching up to him, but you're doing a great job, man.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to people like... Alright, so I'm in Rebel Force Alliance, and we just went through a major reorganization that I was actually okay with. I am what you would like to call the complainer in the leadership channels.
No, you're a complainer?
I like to start fights.
Are you a good idea, Barry?
I do have good ideas, but I also call people out a lot.
I see.
But there's a reorganization that happened. It was needed. And I want to give a shout-out to the admins over at Rebel Force Alliance who did a survey of 600 people and did a reorganization of 600 people. And it must have been pure chaos. So you know, to people like Cortland, Kathia, Kay, she's my sweetheart.
Kathia. Yeah, I remember her.
She's amazing. She's probably the reason I'm still in Rebel Force to begin with.
I see.
So, you know, all of them, thank you. You guys did a great job.
Do you see what you brought him to, Kathia? He's drinking now.
Yeah. But no, I respect what they did. They did put in a lot of work into this, and they did a good job on it. Some people were probably pissed off, but F them.
I would have been pissed off if you weren't leaving. Would have been happy to see you leave. Yeah. Just been like, thank God that dick's gone.
Right?
Much like my own girl, they'd probably be happier just seeing me walk away right now. Like, oh, thank fucking God that douchebag's gone.
I have a new title in my guild now. I am what you call the enforcer.
I see.
I'm the one who gets to yell at people. I excel at that.
Yes, you really do.
So, but yes.
So my question is there anyone you'd like to yell at right now?
ML Pork or Lightning Pony.
You cannot yell at her.
You are still the bane of my existence with all your GD Pork memes.
You cannot yell at her. That's a rule.
Nope. It's done. It's done.
No, that's not really yelling. So.
Oh, yeah. She'll get yelled at. But, yeah, that should do it for this episode. Hopefully next week we have Dave to replace the picture of Hondo on the screen.
Just stunned Rey. Hey, this is kind of working.
Are you actually battling with Uru in Arena?
Yeah. He just died. Damn it.
Oh, fair enough. All right. Well, thank you all. As always, we are on, you know... We are now on Twitch. So twitch.tv/Rebel Force Alliance is our Twitch channel. Come give us a follow. We really want to work on getting affiliated. So we need to get to at least, I think it's 50 followers to get affiliated, and then we can start, you know, having people sign up and subscribe to us with through Amazon Prime. So make sure to watch us, hit that subscribe button, follow us that way. Come join us in our Discord. I'll post that at the bottom of our chats. All that fun jazz. Until next time, you guys have a good one.
Have a good one. I wanted to say something there at the end.
No, you're not allowed. We're still live.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, we're still live.
Good thing I didn't say what I was actually thinking.
Yeah, we have to be careful now. Cause
why?
I'm still live. So
you're an idiot.
So anyone who stays post show is gonna be like, oh god, what are these two gonna do now?
Crazy random dance party.
So all right, I'm legit logging off of the Twitch. Everyone have a good one.